You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to breakfast. No, Gary and Tim, of course. Public holiday, not required. Julian Astoop and Josh Jenkins with you on this special day for both Australia and our friends over the ditch in New Zealand, as we remember those that fought in battles, and we remember them today and we celebrate them today. And very much secondary is a big game of football, two big games of football today. Essendon v Collingwood at the MCG, and tonight up in Canberra, a sellout for a very important game between GWS and the Brisbane Lions. We'll have a full wrap of last night's game, which not sure many will be watching the replay today. It wasn't a classic. We're going to talk some NBA finals as well. Brandon Rabab, beat writer for the Thunder, Josh Giddey's Thunder, in action in game two today. You can get involved at any time on the Mimosa Homes open line. Visit Mimosa Homes today. Happy to take your calls. If you've been in any Dawn service, the big one here in Melbourne today, would love to hear from you as well. 1300 736 736 40 Wings Temper 0433 98 1116. As I welcome Joshy Jenkins. Hello, Josh.
Morning, mate. Good to be in. We haven't worked together for a while.
Been
but
a
it's,
while.
Good to team up. And it was. I'd love to own a cafe in the nearby regions, because
why are they all open this morning?
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're
surcharge.
Going to. Yeah. Do surcharge whatever you like, whatever you need to get some staff in, because it's packed outside. Of course, we're not too far away from the shrine, so. Big crowd outside.
Have you been to the one at the shrine?
No, I've been to a few in Adelaide, but none. I've been up and about the last two, but I'm in here instead of being down there. So there should be a fair few people around the city once it's all finished up, and hopefully a few listening to us as well.
Well, as Tim and Gary always do, it's the Ramble for Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil. Grown, harvested, and first cold pressed in northern Victoria. So just on that, first thing in the morning, you're desperate for a coffee. Mm. First Anzac Day, nothing's open, of course. First thing, which is fair enough. Surcharge. What would you pay? What would
for
be
a coffee,
what would be your limit right now if you could go and grab one?
Well, I've already had one from the McCafe at Werribee on the way up.
Mm.
But
if you're desperate for a coffee, what would you pay? What would be your limit?
Probably anything.
Oh, what, you pay $50 for a coffee?
I'd like to think not. But I couldn't trust myself that I wouldn't. If I was, you know, if you I actually felt quite sharp getting out of bed this morning.
Well,
considering
you look sharp.
It was 3:55.
Mm-hmm.
You'd expect to feel a lot worse. But I guess
your hair's
when
quite
it's
fluffy
a,
this morning.
It is a little bit.
Did you wash
it? Well, my daughter washed it for me last night.
Very so, nice.
Should have worn a cap. I'd like to think $20 is my limit.
Mm. I'd pay 20 if you're desperate. Not maybe not much more.
I'd like to not have to. There'd
be some others in this office that might be a bit more careful and wouldn't pay 20.
I know a few who won't pay four. But I'd like to not have to. But if you are absolutely desperate for a coffee, you're feeling terrible and you think that double shot will get it done for you, then yeah, you'd pay $20 for other things that are probably of less interest to you, less impact.
I think so. So we'll have a good chat about Essendon Collingwood. We'll preview that. We'll look back at last night as well. The D's, they're 5-2, so they're in a good spot in terms of win-loss.
They are.
Not playing their best footy at the moment.
Looking forward to having a chat about the D's.
So we'll dig into that. Some big games in the English Premier League going on this morning. If our colleague Andy Maher, he'll be up watching. He will be Nervous.
Really?
Liverpool.
Who's playing?
So the big Merseyside derby, Everton v Liverpool. Everton fighting for their lives in the Premier League. Liverpool fighting for the title, are down 1-0 at half-time against their rivals. That is the game of consequence. So if you're following the Premier League, you've got three teams right in the race at the moment. Arsenal on top, Liverpool and Manchester City hot on their heels. This is a big slip-up for Liverpool. If they don't they draw the game, it's a slip-up. But if they don't win, if they lose...
On? Now, I'm just casually rolling in here. First time I've looked at the EPL scores for the year. Arsenal 5-0 over Chelsea.
Chelsea.
What's going on there?
Chelsea, how would you describe Chelsea? They've got a lot of highly paid players that are... Thank you. Petulant. Effort lacking.
Really?
Shocking. They've had a shocking season.
Who coaches them?
Mauricio Pochettino. He used to coach Tottenham.
Under some pressure.
And PSG. Under some pressure. But it's a great title race this year for the first time in a while to have three teams in. Other games are going on. Manchester United 1, Sheffield United 1, Crystal Palace Newcastle 0-0 at halftime, and Bournemouth 1-0 away from home, winning against Wolves. So we'll keep an eye on that Everton v Liverpool game, because that's got ramifications for the top of the table. We'll dig into it a little bit later, but just give us your snapshot of last night. We didn't expect Richmond to win. Their effort was great. But from Melbourne's point of view, what do they take out of that game last night?
They take the 4 points and they move along. And I think deep within their soul, they know that some of their issues of the past are still there.
Mm.
So they mightn't tell us that. In fact, I'd expect them not to. They'll probably say that they're quite happy with the way the second half panned out. But maybe the second half was about a young Richmond team just, you know, falling away as well. And once the result does escape you, you can, you know, you see it in grand finals a lot when the emotion of the result is gone, you can get blown away. So, I'm not high on what the D's did last night.
They found one, all. Daniel Turner.
Maybe they'll be hoping so. They'll be hoping so because. They are playing one man at the wrong end of the ground. We can talk about that later.
Yes.
Spoken about this before. They are playing one man not only at the wrong end of the ground, maybe playing him out of the club.
Out of the club?
Maybe.
Mm.
Maybe so.
Mr. Petty.
Maybe.
Mm.
Don't be so petty.
I think a few people have just got them wrong. They've got a misconception about what we were talking about. You blokes are on way too much money. Couldn't justify $20 for a meal. Must be nice guys. Lost touch with the average Aussie. Well, it's definitely not.
I did say
it's not that case.
I did say
desperation move.
I'd hoped I wouldn't have to pay $20 for a coffee. But if I was desperate, and I mean, you know, desperate, then maybe I would.
Mm. NBA finals. How closely do you follow
playoffs?
The finals are the grand finals. Sorry, the NBA playoffs.
I'm just before someone. Comes into
no,
correct
no, you. You got to get these things right because it annoys people.
No, I've been following very closely. I've been my wife's worked all week, so I've been a stay-at-home parent, and the girls have been. I've been organising them with Play-Doh and different sorts of things, so I can put the TV on in the background. And
how many uninterrupted minutes do you get?
None. Well, I get the 12 p.m. game because the girls have a snooze, so I get a little bit of the 12 p.m. game. But I've been following them quite closely. Very low scoring. The NBA's been just
but good.
Almost to the point of silliness. The amount of scoring that we've seen in the regular season. I know Gazy's been on about that for a while, but quite low scoring. Back to the 80s and 90s
and
in terms of scoring and the way
better.
The game was played. Well,
it's
yeah.
Better.
Yeah. I think there's
130
a happy
medium. V 140 is pretty boring.
Nah, that's true. There's a happy medium. I think, you know, 105 versus 99 is a good scoreline, as it is for AFL. I don't know. What did we say 120 combined or something like that last night? What, three goals apiece in the first half?
Yeah, no, that wasn't great.
Three goals apiece in the first half.
Yeah, that's pretty poor.
Come on.
Mm. Well, when
Come
you
on.
Keep kicking it back to the opposition.
True.
You're not going to score that much.
True. The kicking was not great, but it was a, you know, big occasion, pressurised situation, but three goals each in modern footy. I did mention this on X last night that I don't think
on
the
Twitter.
Coaches would have been that disappointed with the way the game was being played at halftime. We were devastated.
Yeah, I was going to say, no one else was pleased with how it was being
played. We were devastated, but I honestly don't think they would have been because their point of view is to think about their contested work and their stoppage work first, and then their defence behind that, and then at long last is their attack and their ball movement. That's just the way that's just the way coaches think.
Mm.
So I don't think they would have been that upset.
Surely Simon wouldn't have been overly pleased at halftime. Adam would have been. They're in the game. Their effort's fantastic. But surely Simon's going, what's going on, boys?
Well, he did do an interview where he said hopefully our execution picks up a little bit. But I honestly think that he would be thinking, if we can keep the squeeze up, if we can remain the anaconda, then they'll eventually give up. They'll eventually, do what they did and drop off. They can't maintain. If
the anaconda.
It's a genuine arm wrestle.
Tell us about the anaconda.
Well, that's what Melbourne play like, right? They're an anaconda. And if they can strangle something that's not as strong, they will. But something equally as strong can fight back, a.k.a. the Brisbane Lions a couple of weeks ago, with a little bit of firepower of its own. A jaguar, perhaps. I saw a jaguar and an anaconda fighting on TikTok the other night.
Who won?
The jaguar actually got the job done.
There you go.
But it wasn't one of those, gigantic.
So teams like Carlton and Geelong and GWS Jaguars to Melbourne's
well, I
anaconda?
I think so. If you can fight back and you've got some strength, a similar level of strength, if you're good in all three phases, not two phases of the game, then maybe you can get the job done.
We'll get stuck into that very short. This is SEN Breakfast powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Give us a call at any time on the Mimosa Homes open line. Homes starting from just $189,000. Visit Mimosa Homes.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
I think it's one of the first games that he's played with tape on his knee. So we originally thought that it was something to do with the tape and whether the tape was too tight, things like that. So, and he hasn't hurt his hammy before, so he tried to stay out there and run it out. And I don't think he's made it any worse. But I think the fact that he had a tape knee made it a little bit uncomfortable and disappointing for the guy, because he put a power of work in. Trained really hard, made sure that he was ready to play. And to be fair, he was pretty important for us early. So, just feel sorry for him. Hopefully it's not a bad one, but I think it's just a minor tweak. Yeah, well, hopefully it is a short term and it is a slight tweak. So we'll wait to the touch wood every time I say that, because we're having a bit of trouble with what the results of our scans and stuff. So, so we'll just wrap our arms around him. He's a terrific guy. He's a really strong leader of our footy club. If he's going to miss a game or two, we'll get behind him. And he's a professional guy that will get himself back as quick as he can.
Welcome back to the show. Julian De Stoop and Josh Jenkins with you. That was Adam Uzay, Richmond coach, talking about Jacob Hopper. First game since round two, and does the hamstring, JJ. It's been a... You feel for him. You could see his frustration. He kicked the bench out. Well done to Clayton Oliver, who gave him a bit of a tap and knew that he was in a bit of a trouble. But, a lot of people talk about that deal and it hasn't been a good one for Richmond. But take that all away. You've got a feel for the guy. He just cannot get his body right.
Yeah, it's a shame for him. It's a shame for anyone who suffers the repeat soft tissue. Mm. Because that's the type of injury that you just don't know when it's going to reoccur. And that would be so frustrating. You can do endless amount of work, but you're never sure it's enough. You're always wondering when the next one's coming along. So really strange the way it unfolded. Mm. I know it had Lingy baffled, but it was surprising, because you see, players, it was a little bit similar to Max Holmes' hamstring in the prelim a couple of years ago. Where it looked like, oh God, he's done a hamstring for 4 to 6 weeks, and then he technically gets himself up for a grand final. So, to see Hopper stay out there, and I think when you've got, probably goes two ways for him. When he's got history, he's like, no, I want to stay out and just see if I'm okay.
But as he said there, he's never done a string before.
Yeah.
So
and then
he didn't really know what the feeling was.
Yeah.
Did you do a string?
No, never. So that's why I can't really relate to, that feeling of always being worried about the next one, going. And I've, had teammates and guys that I know have had repeat, soft tissue, and that's what they think. I can do as much work as I can possibly fit in during the day, but I'm always worried about it, being the next step I take is the next hamstring or the next calf. So, yeah, big shame, and shame for them, because they just keep losing their better players. Taranto's already out injured, and Bolter and Lynch are both out. So they just keep losing their
best
players.
They're better shocking,
right? They cannot compete. They'll get blown away a lot if they can't get some of their better players back on the park.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been tough for Adam Uze. In his first year in the Kogan Mobile studio, Kogan Mobile's got you covered with 120 gigs for $120 to use across 12 months. Kogan.com, clicking awesome. Remember too, the Toyota Caller of the Year is back. There's Hilux stock available now. Contact your local Toyota dealer today. Now, if we could choose our Caller of the Year, of course, it's a competition and it's out of a barrel. But this man would be right in the frame. His name is Andy from Traralgon. He'll be excited today because his Mighty Bombers are in action against the Pies at the MCG. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Jules. Morning, JJ. How are you on this Anzac Day morning, boys?
Beautiful,
going
mate.
Well, Andy. Good to hear your voice. It's been a long time since we've chatted.
Yes, it is. JJ, how you been, mate?
Just ticking along, just trying to pay the bills and do the jobs around the house, mate. But now, I know you've got something for me.
It'll be curly.
Yeah, this will be. I've spent a bit of time doing some Anzac Day footy research last night. So, what have you got for me?
It is about Anzac Day. Here we go, JJ and Jules. If you want to come in,
absolutely,
you'll know the answer.
My question this morning is: see, it's Anzac Day today. Name you both three of the best Anzac Day men rugby players. Essendon and Collingwood.
Okay. You go first, JJ.
Paul Seedsman winning the Anzac Day medal.
2015, yes. Good friend of mine. About 40, didn't he?
Did he?
I think he only had 40 that day.
Good friend of mine. I've also got a nice photo of him when he was subbed out in an Anzac Day game. Got the screenshot.
Don't bring him down.
Well, this was a retrospective. He was one of my favourites. Severio Rocca kicking 9.
My God. Goodness me, did he terrorise Essendon there for a few Anzac days?
So there's two. Can you?
Yeah, well, the first game. The first game, the draw was unbelievable. 94,000. I reckon if they could have got there was probably 10,000.
It's
outside the ground. And you know what? Nathan Buckley actually did the game a service, streaming in. He could have had a shot, and Collingwood win the game. He decided to try to kick it to Sav Rocca.
You all good, Andy?
You're right there, mate. He's just having a bit of a cough.
Yeah, all good.
All good, brother. Just want to make
sure. Tried to kick it to Sav Rocca and ended up the game being a draw. I'm not sure the game would be as famous if Collingwood just got one by point.
Well,
or
Collingwood
two.
Have got the wood, haven't they?
They do.
Overall. And medals. 19 medals to Collingwood players, 9 to Essendon players. You want to see that just level up a little bit?
Well, generally the winning team gets the medal. So hopefully if the Bombers win, they'll get the medal. Well, you can't go past David Zarakis' goal. That is one of the iconic moments.
We went past it.
That is one of the iconic moments of Anzac Day football. It's a good question because I clipped up a few. I want to know people's not your best game, not your best performance by an individual, but just your moments on Anzac Day that you remember. One that I remember, 97, Anthony Rocca kicked about a 70-metre torp.
Yep.
Huge kick.
Punt road end.
Yeah. Just absolutely launched a barrel.
I actually spoke to Sav about he and Anthony's kicking. He asked him who kicks it further because Sav obviously went to the NFL and did his thing. Anthony went for a tryout, but for whatever reason, it didn't press on with it. I think some family reasons involved. Sav says he was a much longer and straighter drop punt, but Anthony was a far, far longer torp kicker.
Yeah, I don't remember Sav kicking torps.
Nah.
He didn't have to. He kicked it from 70 metres.
I enjoyed reading some, I guess, lesser light names who have won Anzac medals, like Andrew Lovett, Paul Medhurst, Zaharakis somewhat. He's probably been, a star at different stages. My man Seedsman, Jack Ginnivan. He's got a
kick 5.
Got an Anzac medal, so it's been.
You missed the big one.
Who?
Marky.
Yeah, well, I kind of left Marky that out on purpose
Goff.
Because his name
was still at school.
Enough.
He's in year 12.
Hopefully, he's got some royalty setups for the amount of times his name will be mentioned today. But it's not always about the superstar player and the Anzac medal. Typically, my view on. You know, showdown medals and Ross Glendening medals is like, come on, they don't mean anything really. But I think the Anzac medal is one that you can. Yeah, like last night, there was a medal last night.
Yeah, Checker Hughes medal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disrespecting.
No,
who
I know
it's
what
named
you're saying.
After,
I agree.
But
it's on
is a best on ground, right? There's 9 of them to be given out this weekend, technically. But I think the Anzac Day medal is the only one that has a little bit more substance to it.
I agree. Or if you're an Indigenous player and you won the Iuukan medal in the Essendon-Richmond game, I reckon that would mean something.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I agree, in the main.
There's only
but
one.
Doesn't a showdown medal mean something in Adelaide?
Oh, it does to those. I mean, now people say, you haven't won one, so what? How would you know? But Sam Jacobs used to roll around saying, I'm a 3-time showdown medalist. Like, what? So you've got best on ground 3 times in your whole career. Good on. Well done, mate. That's fair enough, isn't it?
I'll link Alan's quick on the text. Don't forget the Glendinning Allen medal in the
I said
in the Derby.
Ross Glendinning medal. No, I didn't
see
know it was
Allen.
Shared.
No, it's a shared. Don't forget Betty.
He went rogue, didn't he, Ross Glendinning?
He did.
Didn't he just give it to whoever out there, he wanted?
He should have done that last week.
Giving it to Harley.
Yeah. Well, the coaches backed up David Mundy because he only got 5 votes. And
that was a good little exchange between Harley.
How good.
And, yeah.
Fantastic.
Mundy clapped back and said, you should have got a touch in the first 10 minutes.
You got a touch in the first 10 minutes. I might have given you more.
He's a good man, David Mundy.
He's very good. He's actually good talent too.
Is he?
Hey, Andy, before we let you go, give us your margin today and who's going to win the Anzac medal?
The margin?
Yep.
Of course, will be Essendon.
Of course.
Below about 2 goals.
Yep.
And best on the ground will be Zach Merritt.
Yes. I like it.
Safe picks.
Well, plays well every week. Why wouldn't you?
Nah, he does.
Why wouldn't you? Andy, have a great day. Thank you for your call. So get those memories through. Just moments in Anzac Day. Could be a goal, could be a mark, could be a bump, could be a tackle. Anything you remember from Anzac days, let us know. Damien Cupido did have a big game. 2003, kick 5.
I like Swanee's belly rub. That was Anzac
Day. Yeah, but heard he got the medal that day that Cupido kicked 5.
You just know the whole. You just
kicked
know
5
the
himself
and outs,
that day.
You?
Yeah,
the
big
ins and
gym,
outs.
66-point victory over the Pies.
The ins and outs of Anzac.
We'd like another one of those today. Plenty more coming up after the news.